Every so often, intrepid pioneers come along who upset the conventional thinking and take us into new direction. The Wright brothers, whom we know very well, the Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart, are aviation legend. Now we can add Bertrand Piccard, André Borsjeberg, and the Solar Impulse to this list. They are circling the world with no fuel, but much energy.
In a cavernous hangar at JFK Airport, the newest innovation in flight rested its wings this week. The airplane, called Solar Impulse, is quite a sight, with a small single-pilot cockpit built for maximum aerodynamics and a massive wingspan covered in solar panels. Still in its prototype stage, it flies significantly slower than your average airplane, but its creators have high hopes for the future of the technology. Bertrand Piccard, a doctor, explorer, and aeronaut, first conceived of the idea more than a decade ago. He explained the advantages of solar-powered flight.
Is an aeroplane of perpetual endurance. You can fly forever with no fuel at all. The sun is giving enough energy on the solar panels to bring electricity to the four electrical motors and to the batteries, which means that we fly during the day, we fly during the night, we reach the next sunrise and we can continue. And what is so important in this demonstration is the fact that clean technologies today can achieve the impossible. You can fly with no fuel longer than you can do with fuel.
Mr. Piccard founded Solar Impulse with engineer, pilot, and CEO André Borsjeberg, who he partnered with in 2002. Mr. Borsjeberg has completed the longest flight of the journey so far, flying for 5 days and nights from Japan to Hawaii.
That's the first time I really was able to live the present moment, and this is a tremendous change. But of course, you know, what matters here is not just the, I would say, the personal experience, is what we can do with this. Bertrand explained what we can envisage in the world of commercial aviation. In the very short term, what you could also see is something like this replacing satellites.
The pilots make each flight solo and have had to learn methods like meditation and self-hypnosis to cope with the monotony and exhaustion. Mr. Borsjeberg explained in greater detail what the longer flights are like.
For me, and I'm sure for Bertrand was the same when he flew from Hawaii to California, is that 5 days, 5 nights was almost too short to experience it. But of course, we have to sleep. There are natural needs. So we decided that 20 minutes resting period was the good balance between recovering enough energy and not letting the airplane fly by itself too long, because it's still experimental, it still need to be controlled, looked after on a regular basis.
Mr. Piccard said he believes that commercial flights on solar planes are a possibility, but probably not in the near future. They depart for Europe next, hoping to land in Paris if weather permits. Both pilots expressed their desire that Solar Impulse will help raise awareness and inspire more innovations like theirs, with the goal of clever solutions for clean energy. Janie Cangelosi reporting from JFK Airport for the United Nations.